Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The Father Assassin, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intriguing, we doing it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with a shoe, got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years, we're some veterans. There's one of those days, we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on it. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We're here, we're in the building. It's the crew, it's your boy Tay Real, and I got my wonderful host with me, Mr. Bobby G and Miss Michelle.
How you doing, everyone?
Hello.
And tonight we're getting right to it. You know, it's gonna be a short show tonight. We're going to get right into it. We ain't even going to play no games. We're going to get right into the introduction. Because we got to talk this coronavirus vaccine. You know, we're going to talk vaccines. We're talking the coronavirus vaccine and the views on it, the views, how you feel about it. You know, there's been a lot of talk of that, you know, going around. And it's something that we really have to face because this is a real reality that, you know, we're all dealing with. And there's going to be some real decisions to make, you know, based on, you know, certain religious, spiritual, political views and all that stuff. So we're going to get right into this introduction, then we're going to get right into the task at hand. So tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing the coronavirus vaccine. Vaccines have become a part of the norm, with the flu shot being the most common. The life-altering impact of COVID-19 has changed our daily lives in many ways, and with there being no cure, millions of Americans are waiting in anticipation for the development of a vaccine so things can get back to as normal as possible. We're being told that a vaccine could be ready as early as 2021, and while some are waiting desperately, others are uncomfortable and some even unwilling to take the vaccine. You can't help but wonder what the side effects and long-term effects might be from taking a new vaccine that most people feel like is being rushed. There are already numerous vaccines our children must get in order to attend school, and it's pretty obvious that the COVID-19 vaccine will be no exception. There are also many jobs that will be making it mandatory to take the vaccine. The million-dollar question is, are you willing to take the vaccine in order to find work or keep your job, and are you willing to allow your children to take the vaccine so they can physically attend school? These are the tough decisions we will be facing in the near future as we continue to push to get to phase three. There's no way around it. For some, it will be take the vaccine or find a new job, and for the parents, it will be let your kids take the vaccine or they can't come to school. If you're a person who is against vaccinations, this isn't going to sit well with you. So where do you go from here, you know? Well, you're in the right place, man. We're about to dive in. Let's get to it, man. Bobby, your thoughts, man, on this vaccine, on this COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, man, this COVID thing is definitely something that we all must think about, you know, especially after the summer is over when it's time to go to school, you know, and they're asking for, you know, parents to vaccinate their children or, you know, to go to school, you know, or they won't be able to go to school. So that's, you know, something to think about. And another thing is this, you know, the testing for the, you know, coronavirus is, to me, a little shaky. A little, from what I hear, like, they give you, like, a couple of different tests, and you got to take the two or three different tests, and you got to look at one or two of the testing or the, you know, the reports that has traces of COVID-19, that of the virus. You know, there's something really suspect about the testing, like, that from what I hear, it's just, you know, just not really, it's not really straight up. Like, it's kind of shaky to me. Like, I don't really get it. You know, I don't have a real clear, like, clear knowledge about how it's done and how they can determine that someone has COVID-19. So, but at the same time, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to force a vaccine. First of all, put out a vaccine and force everyone to take it. You know, so, you know, as far as I know, like, I don't really know anybody in my circle of people or family or no one that caught coronavirus. You know, I really don't. That's just me. I'm blessed. You know, maybe it's a blessing that none of my circle of people have it. You know, or no one's been hospitalized, no one's been really sick from it. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's just kind of really strange. This whole thing is strange to me. And, you know, I know I'm not a doctor and everything, but, you know, I just want to think about it. Like, I don't physically know anyone that has it. You know, I see people that, everybody that I've been dealing with, friends and family, everybody's fine, you know. So no one has anything, nothing's from their people as well. So it's just really crazy right now. I don't even know what to think, man, to be honest with you, man. It's just really something to think about, man. So, but anyway, what do you got to say about that? Michelle, are you ready to?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So yeah. After this, in Texas, of course, like, everyone you talk to has somebody they know or a loved one that has either died or had it. So, I mean, it's for real, but I still don't think that they need to be pressing this vaccine on us. And they, I mean, the thing about it is like, okay, so at the same time as saying we're coming out with the vaccine, they're like, you must send your children to school. So they're planning to set that up where we got our kids already back in school, and then they're going to be like, well, they have to get it. Man, fuck y'all. I'm not doing that. If I decide that I want to give my children a vaccine for something that, first of all, the virus just got here. So we don't even know how it works yet. Now y'all talking about vaccinating against it. What if it just mutates?
That's true. That's
like,
another thing.
Like, let's just see what it does. I mean, it's very overwhelming because of the rapid rate at which it spreads and that some people do die from it. But, I mean, here's an idea. It could be that this is supposed to be happening. So every time we want to be humans and get in front of what is taking place naturally, you fuck it up. So, okay, make the vaccine, then what? In a couple more years, some more shit going to pop up, some more people going to have to die. Obviously, there's something trying to balance here, and I think we just have to allow it. So just protect yourself the best you can. You know, wear a mask. Like, I went to go pick up some furniture, and the U-Haul tried to catch on fire. This is last night. The U-Haul tried to catch on fire. It was smoking, so we had to pull over. Anyway, long story short, the last person that helped me, white guy, no mask. He was the tow truck driver. So he towed the U-Haul over here, and then today he came back to pick it up. And whenever he was leaving, I said, okay, have a good day. I said, you need to get a mask. And I knew he was not going to say okay, because white guy, don't need a mask, right? So he was like, oh, you believe that? I'm like, you're going to be next. Because it's always people who are like, oh, we don't need a mask. Got to end up sick, of course. So I don't know. I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm just going to keep wearing my mask.
Yeah, I wear my mask every day. Like, I have to wear it because, you know, I got, you know, when I go in certain, when I go in any place, any business, you have to have a mask now on your face. So say, oh, you won't be able to get in. So I have to wear it, you know. But if I'm out, you know, and I'm not around people, I may take it off my face for a minute and just get some fresh air, like if I'm not around anyone. You know, but once I'm around people, or if I'm in somewhere in an enclosed area with people, it's going on. So that's, you know, the way I do it. You know, so, you know, well, if there's no one around, then I don't, you know, I feel a little safer. Like, there's nobody around me, so I could bring the mask down, you know, so. But, you know, I don't know what to think. I'm not saying that, well, you know, it's just nothing happening. Like, it's not out there, you know what I mean? Because, you know, our bodies, our immune system fighting off cancer and viruses every day before this thing, you know. That's what the immune system does every day. And that's why we got to continue to eat plant-based foods, green vegetables, green leaf foods, every day, because our body is fighting, you know, off cancers and viruses every day, you know, before the coronavirus, even small amounts of a coronavirus, you know. But I think, you know, with people that have like a underlying issue going on and they get some this virus that's out there, I think that's, you know, those are the people that are more, you know, they're more likely to, you know, get sick from this virus if they have other issues going on already with them, you know? So if you are pretty healthy, you don't really have any illnesses, you're not taking medications for anything, you know, chances are you'll be a lot better off if you're protecting yourself. And everything, you know, and I'm still wearing, you know, even though I don't, like I said before, I still wear my mask. And I, you know, because the bottom line is just at the end of the day, you know, I want to make sure that people know that, you know, if even I don't have any symptoms, but you can be asymptomatic. But I want to make sure people know that if I did have it, you're not gonna get nothing from me because I'm, you know, my I'm wearing my mask, so I want to make sure that, you know, people know, listen, you know, because not just about protecting yourself from people, it's about protecting others from you as well. So, you know, that's another reason why, you know, one should wear the mask, just to let people know, okay, I'm complying. I'm gonna comply. You know, I don't want to be a rebel now, you know. I don't want to be a rebel. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't like about what's going on, but I also, at the same time, I comply. You know, I try to be a good citizen and do the right thing, you know. So, yeah, so, yeah, so, Tay, you there, Tay?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
As far as the vaccine, I'm just like, you know, I feel crazy about it because it's like, here we go with another vaccine, and I'm not even really feeling the ones that the kids already got to take to go to school, like the shots and all that stuff they got to get to go to school. I'm not really into
right.
it. And it wasn't really a thing that affected my life until I had my own child. And, you know, I didn't make a big to-do about it when the shots were happening. It's like, okay, this is life. Let me just get this done. My child got to get to school. But ever since then, the more and more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? If I was to have, like, another child, like, I don't think I would even want them to get the shot. I don't think I want to do that no more. Then I was like, well, like, starting to wonder, like, so what is that like? Because I think you got to sign some type of waiver and all this stuff if you don't. Is that correct, Michelle? Like, I don't know if you know, but I think you got to sign something stating that you don't want to get the vaccines and stuff for your child and something about some risk.
Yeah,
and all this
you
stuff.
Have to, like,
you know.
Yeah, you definitely have to say why and, like they don't just let you say, no, we're not going to do it. Like, you have to report why
right.
you're going to do it and, like, with this full document and everything.
You
probably got to go talk to the school staff, the principal, all this big deal stuff, you know. And I was like, man, I don't think I would want to do that. Now, fast forward to now, and it's like, we know that coronavirus vaccine is coming. And we know that that is 100% guaranteed to be mandatory for the children because the other shots are mandatory and they're not nearly as significant as this vaccine is going to be. So we know it's coming. And I'm just like, man, I'm with you, Michelle. Like, I ain't really feeling it. And I'm like, well, damn, if I ain't really with it, are they going to say my child can't come to school properly? So they're probably going to say, you take it or your child will have to be like, do some type of online thing, or you got the homeschool. We already know how this works, you know. So I feel like that's coming, and I'm just like, man, that might be a reality I might have to face. I might have to cut off, like, you know, I've really been thinking about this lately. Like, I might have to, like, redirect my whole life and get prepared to start to, you know, homeschool my child. Like, I've really been thinking about that. I'm like, man, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to get injected by this mess. That's really just, we know it's being rushed. I mean, do the research. Like, you know it's being rushed. You know it takes vaccines years to get done. There's so many tests and all this stuff you have to go through before they get the vaccine ready. And here they're trying to get a vaccine, which, let's just hypothetically say it should take 5 to 10 years before it's ready to hit the market, and they're trying to get it done in 1 year. You know what I mean? So the side effects, the long term effects to your health and stuff like that, like, you know, all of those things we have to ask ourselves. And it's just like, I'm not feeling it. I don't even think I want none of the other stuff for my child or future children to have to take. Like, I don't think I'm feeling none of that no more. But then this one is even worse because it's being so rushed. It's like trying to figure out the science behind it to make sure that it's safe. And it's like, yo, like, nah, man, I ain't feeling it. And on top of that, we're dealing with the whole thing with school. Like, you know, of like certain, they all over the place with the school stuff. Like, are they going to school? Are they going certain days? Are they being home? Like, what's happening? So we're dealing with that as well. It's just like, man, you know what? This is just too much, man. I'm ready to say, you know what, man? I might have to really become Professor Tay. Not just Dad.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, man.
I hear you.
It's just stressful just thinking about it, but it's reality, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, I mean, you know, so what do you, this makes me wonder because, you know, it makes me think about the whole big pharmaceutical companies in general. Is this I'm not saying there's no coronavirus out there because the CDC probably put something out there. But the thing is, is the overall plan for the big pharmaceutical companies to just really cash in on everybody and make a lot of money? Because remember, if a doctor diagnosed and put a person on a vent for COVID-19, that is $52,000 a person, $39,000 to put you on a vent, and then $13,000 to diagnose you. Well, $13,000 first to diagnose you, and then $39,000 to put you on the ventilator. You know, 39 and 13, okay, that's $52,000 a person, a patient. So, and now I don't know about you guys, man. I can't even speak to my primary doctor no more. I haven't heard from her. I had an appointment. I had appointments and, you know, and I couldn't even go. Like, she's probably one of those doctors that's in there going hard, you know, like, diagnosing people and making that money, you know. I'm not just saying that, you know, that's what I'm thinking, man. Some of these doctors are cashing in right now. They're really, I think that's what's going on, man, you know. And that's just my personal opinion. That's my opinion. I've been thinking about that. Or somebody, you know, when I saw some of these doctors on social media upset with what other doctors are doing in there, doctors who were in there, behind the lines, in all the front lines, and seeing what other doctors are doing, like, and they were crying. Some doctors was upset with what other doctors were doing. That made me think, and like, wow, like they're seeing what some of these doctors are doing to these patients. And remember, a lot of these doctors live in the suburbs, but they come and work in the city, and they don't care about these people in the urban areas. You know, they come over here and just diagnosing people. They don't care about them like that. All they see is dollar signs. And that makes me, you know, it makes me think. Technically, you know, murdering people to get that money. You know, like literally. Like, I have to think about that. I'm sorry to say, I think about that. Some of these people, after a while, I saw doctors and nurses on social media and saying, it made me start thinking about other doctors, you know. It makes me start thinking, like, man, this is really sad what's going on.
No. I know what you mean. Excuse me. I know what you mean because, like, they was talking about how we spoke about this on here before, but, like when people go on the ventilators, you know, what you're saying makes sense. But when people go on the ventilators, you know, it's believed and pretty much proven that sometimes when people go on the ventilators themselves, like, end up killing people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and I was thinking about
exactly.
that because it's like, man, that's a tough decision to make. It's like you're sitting here wheezing for air, right? Coughing,
mm-hmm.
coughing nonstop. And they're like, well, the only thing we can do is put you on the ventilator. And it's like, well, man. All right, the ventilator might can save you, but the ventilator might can kill you too. What are you going to do? And I'm just thinking, like, man, I don't know if I don't think I want to. Like, I don't think I want to be put on the ventilator. I don't think I want
exactly.
to. I do not think I want to. Like, if that thing has a potential of killing me, like, you know, it might can save me or it might can kill me. I might just let my body just determine what's going to be my fate.
My fate.
It's easy to
yeah.
say that now when I'm not in that situation. You get that situation, you might be freaked out. And, oh, go ahead, put me on the ventilator. But from the outside looking in, I feel like knowing that people are dying from the ventilators as well, and this is something that needs to be started to be discussed more, because you don't want to see people die, but it's like people need to know that, like, all right, this ventilator ain't all just, you know, like just positive. Like, it ain't just like, the ventilator,
exactly,
is just going to be a totally positive experience. You know what I mean? Like, and the people that go to the ventilator, the longer you're on there, the less likely you are to ever come off of there. And if you're stuck on the ventilator, you know, you pretty much, after a while, it's like, you're done. Like, you're done.
There you go.
You see, I forgot to, you know, you can Google it, but it's a certain amount of time that if you don't get off by a certain time, it's likely that you'll never get off. What does that mean? You're done. It's funeral arrangements. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
But so we know that the vaccines, it's the big bucks. It's the big bucks. It really is. There's so much money in it. You know, I think they were saying, like, it's a, you know, don't quote me on this. You can Google it, but I feel pretty confident that I got it right. That they were saying that, like, the vaccine industry makes more than the oil industry. And if that's true, that is crazy, because we know how big time the oil industry is. You know, so the vaccine industry is a huge industry, and just imagine everybody to take this vaccine. If more people are going to take this vaccine than anything, including the flu shots, like you, this is 100% fact. Because anytime you got to wear a mask just to try to not catch it, and it's the most, it's way more contagious than the flu and everything. People are going to take that vaccine, and just imagine how much money that is. And you got. Probably most of the people, at least definitely most of the people in the United States, and probably more than half the people on the planet, is probably at least 3-4 billion people taking it. Like, just imagine. I don't know how many vaccines it's going to be. It's going to be absolutely, I don't know how that's supposed to work, but I just know. You know what I mean? It's that's a lot of money.
I never knew that the, you know, the vaccine industry was bigger than the oil industry. That I never knew. Now that makes you
Google it, man.
See,
Google
this is
it.
Why,
Google it.
And that also makes you think. And one, now you kind of know why Bill and Melinda Gates is pushing vaccines, and they're backing it. Why? And now, another thing is this: why do they want to give it to third world countries and black people first? And not their people, not white people. Remember, they said that. They said it. Look up Bill and Melinda Gates' video when they said, "Oh, we want to give it to the blacks and these other countries first, you know, because we like the people who need it first, like you know, as if they're helping them, you know. But they don't want to help people. They want to test it on people. They want to use." The third world countries and blacks as, you know, guinea pigs. You know? So that's pretty much the way I see it. So, yeah. So, but, yeah, it's crazy. It's
Michelle,
crazy.
What are you thinking?
Sorry. What do I think about what? I'm sorry, y'all.
You need a second? You need a second, Michelle?
Yeah, just give me like a few minutes
okay.
to catch up.
Oh, that. yeah, man, but it is crazy though, man. Like, this is real. Like, this decision is going to have to be made. And I'm already at the point right now where I just feel like, no, man, like, no. And I'm like, it's so, like, because it don't matter about me. I'm a grown man. I can make my own decisions. I don't want to take it. I don't want to take it. It's my child that it's like, well, damn, school is like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really equipped to teach my child all the things I feel as though he needs to be, that he'll learn from school. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm not about to let you inject some foreign stuff into my child's body. And I don't even know what it is. I don't know, like, you know, what the effects and stuff are. That's, I can't help but think about that. Like, is
I think
he gonna
there's a website.
Have like high blood pressure by the time he's 16, ADHD? Is he going to have, like, you know, is it going to cause respiratory issues in a few years? Is it going to make him, you know, give him some type of illness? Is it going to make him like slow down his growth or his ability to learn or all these decisions you got to ask yourself? And it's like, you know what I mean? Like Michelle was saying, like, we can, if people be responsible, they can get around this. Like, if people be responsible, like, we can make these cases come way, way, way down. Way down. We can virtually eliminate it. You know what I mean? Like, but it would take an effort towards the likes of which we've never seen of, like, people really social distancing. But to be honest, like, we could probably damn near eradicate the whole virus, but it would require, I would say, like, something that people aren't willing to do, like, probably another 60-day, like, a 60-day quarantine, something that people aren't willing to do. And other than the essential workers and essential things for 60 days, the entire nation goes into lockdown. You know what I mean? No events, nothing like that. Everybody just chill and just let the people that are sick, let it run its course. Some people are going to die. We know there's no way around that. And rest in peace to them. You know what I mean? But we got to get through this.
You know,
so, like,
I totally agree, Tay. I agree with you. But my thing is, what is essential? Because, shoot, like, and I'll say that because from the Texas point of view, hell, they have everything labeled as essential. Do we really need all the stores open? You know, do all the stores that sell essential items really need to be open? Like, you have the big lots right next to damn CVS, both of them open. Like, come on. It's got to be okay, we're going to minimize the amount of places that are open. Because this, it's just too big here. So everybody's like, I'm essential. I'm essential, because they know they still want to get that money. So it's going to have to be a less selfish way of doing it. Like, hell, put everything in a warehouse. Okay, have people come in waves to pick up water or come in waves to grocery shop or whatever. Like, you only come on this day or you only go on this day. Because it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's just overwhelming to me because the selfishness of all the people who are like, but what about me? I need to be open. I need to be open. But it's only because people are worried about their pockets. That's the only reason why they want to make sure that our kids go to school is, one, so that they can vaccinate them, likely. Two, because if they can't go to school, parents can't go to work, and then the economy continues. So all of this is about money. Like, they just opened up a damn lazy river. They're trying to open up, I think it's tomorrow. It wasn't even supposed to be open until 2021 so that they can get money. Like, it's getting ridiculous out here, and everybody's just looking at it like, I want to go back to my life the way it was. Forget that, man. It's over with. Like, we got to move into the new way that we're going to have to live. And honestly, last year I had an experience that told me that I needed to open up a co-work space with the school. And I was like, well, why the fuck would I do that? But look, what do we need? A place where parents can work and do their business with the school. So it's like we kind of have to respect that the way that we lived once is dead and embrace the newness of where we are and start looking at how we can be resourceful today. Like, I know somebody has an idea for how to solve this problem, how to keep people alive, and how to educate children, and how to still continue to make money. We have the whole internet. We have the whole internet that could be used for e-commerce. That's what people are using it for now. So, you know, why are we still holding on so tightly to what we used to do? Like, embrace it and let's move. That's how I look at it. And fuck that vaccine, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I thought about this too, right? All right, we have the flu shot, right, which is basically a flu vaccination, right, the flu shot. But people get the flu shot and still get the flu. Do they not? I'm not saying everybody, but people still get sick. Well, put it like this. They get sick. They get sick, right? I don't even get the flu shot. I don't know when the last time I got the flu shot, but I got the But people get it and still get sick. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, even with this vaccine, you can't, like, it's going to take so much trial and error to see if people are still going to get sick and are still going to get the virus even though they got the vaccine. Can you imagine going through all of that, making it mandatory, the kids got to take it to school and all that stuff, and then you go and look, and people are still getting the virus. And it's like, well, damn, what was all that for? Just like people still get sick when they get the flu shot. And it's just like, man, like, it's just like, I think the more realistic approach, what you saying, Bobby?
The flu shot was made mandatory by New York ex Bloomberg, the ex governor years ago. He made it mandatory for people in New York. I don't know if for the flu shot, like your kids must have the flu shot, and certain workers had to get a flu shot to work at the certain positions they have, certain jobs. You must have the flu shot, but I never had the flu in my life, and my doctors always try to. My primary doctor always said, she said, "Oh, did you get your flu shot yet? Like I'm supposed to take a flu shot?" And I said, "No, I don't need the flu shot. I never had the flu." They put the flu shot is, you know, they put in the flu in your body, a small amount, so that your body can learn how to fight it off. Your immune
like
system.
Like a dead, like a dead version or something. I don't know.
Right.
Don't quote me on that.
It's the actual virus.
But I think they definitely put the inject you with some form of the flu.
Some of it.
From what I hear,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that your immune system can learn how to fight it. You know, so that way. But that's any virus, any vaccine, that's what they giving it. They giving you, so basically, even with that, with the COVID-19, they're actually giving you COVID-19. If you get a vaccine for it, they're giving it to you. Just remember that. They're putting it in your body already so that, you know, your immune system can learn how to fight it off. You know, that's what they're giving it to you. That's just, man, crazy. That's crazy. So, and there's websites to tell you what's in every vaccine or drug. I think it's called drugs.com or something like that, or drugs.org. There's a website for that. It tells you all the ingredients of every vaccine, anything. So you can always find out about what's in whatever you want to find out. Right. Any medicine. So even the flu shot has cancer-causing viruses in it and insect cells in flu shot. They're putting insect cells in your body from an insect and cancer-causing viruses. And you can look that up anytime you're ready. Find out the site and look at the ingredients. Yeah, look into that because, that's how you can find out. And even look it up.
Who's
yourself,
to say what's
going to
be in this coronavirus one?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
crazy.
Yeah. They put in the fear in people. So remember, they put fear in people about a virus. They're making people want a vaccine. Like, please save me with the vaccine. By putting fear into you first, into everyone, scaring everybody, and then to make people want the vaccine, and then that's how they got you. You know what I'm saying? That's how they got you. That's how you go put stuff in your kid's body that's going to have them ADD or autism or something down the line, or something crazy, and they be sick, and they're going to need Big Pharma, once again, the doctors for something else. That's how they make their money. The pharmaceutical companies. That's how they get people, putting all this stuff in you so that you got to continue to be a customer. You're a customer for the big pharmaceutical companies and the doctors all your life. And they're going to continue making money. That's what they're doing to us. All right? So...
Exactly.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
I wanted
like
to,
a crackhead.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Michelle, right, because she's in Texas, right, and I mean, that Texas is all I hear, when I hear Texas, I just hear about Houston. Houston, like, Houston is a hot spot.
Yeah.
And they're kind of moving backwards and all these new cases and stuff. So, like, Michelle, what is it like? Because I know people and other people who are infected or have been infected from Houston. You know what I mean? So what is it like on ground zero? Like, you know, from your perspective, living it, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, you know, seeing your city being concerned like that with all these cases and, you know, what is the Houston scene like right now, Michelle?
They're stupid, okay, because there was a bar that got blown up or caught on fire or something that got exploded like last month, a month and a half ago. They fucking opened up today talking about wear a mask inside. Like, just go home. Just stay
right.
At home. Like, people are just so resistant to just sitting in the house. Like, I get it. I mean, I have been overwhelmed because I'm trying to work and I'm trying to live and I'm trying to love and I'm trying to parent and all this in the midst of what, every time you go out, it's overwhelming because you have to wear a mask. You know, when you go to the store, everybody's masked up. I mean, it is different, but, like, think about other people, like the guy who towed the truck. He just walked around with no mask. I don't know where you been.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I don't know. It's just really, like, at this point, it's just kind of like I said, wipe them out. If they want to be crazy, just take them. Because, I mean, what can you do about it? We're going to stand up here and continue to be like, everybody, please respect yourself and respect others. If they don't, you know, they almost at this point deserve to be sick. Because it's
yeah.
Like, how can you be wanting to be healthy and want to be whole and then you don't operate like it? Because if you were worried about whether or not you were going to be sick, you would take it seriously. But once again, this is a red state. And the majority of the people
mm-hmm.
sit and watch Fox News, which is telling us
mm-hmm.
that the virus is not real. So it's expected, in my opinion, for people to operate like it is not real. Even the people who don't watch Fox News, why are you opening up a bar? I understand that they need money. But it's just like, is that money really the most important thing? Do you not value your life? Because you will not have it if you die from this. At
I
all.
Have a friend.
And you can't spend any money when you don't have a body.
I have
right.
a friend that's moving
exactly.
to Vegas next week. And he's going to need a job.
You are?
He's going to move. No, a friend, a coworker. He's going to go to Vegas to live out. Because he does bartending. He wants to go out there and be a bartender out there. Cause that's the big business in Vegas, you know, bars and all that. And, you know, everything out there, you know, there's a lot of things is, you know, you can do now. You know, it's open for a lot of stuff. So he wants to go out there. I thought it's another thing out there. You know, you can get so much out there. You can live really good just for, like, the money you pay here in New York, you know, for a apartment, you can have a house. You know, you can have a lot down there. So he wants to go out there and do bartender work. You know, I understand that. But at the same time, you know, I guess Vegas must be a red state too, right? Is Vegas a red state?
Nevada?
I don't know. Because California is
up.
A blue state. And it's right there, next
it's
to
right
California. Nevada's right there next to California. I think.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure Nevada's next to California.
It's right there.
It's right east of. I think Vegas is a blue state. What is it, Michelle?
Oh, okay. You probably
it
right.
says
probably
it right. has swung back and forth since like 92. Says the 2020 looking like it might go red though.
Okay.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
I know California is definitely a blue state, which you wouldn't think
yeah.
with all that Hollywood, all those white people, but it's California is definitely a blue state for sure.
Right.
I mean, they're saying that the ballot looks like it's going to have Republicans up and down it, but it could go either way, I guess. It's depending on what the people there are interested in at the time.
As far as Vegas? I mean, as far as
yeah.
Nevada? As far as Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be learning a lot more about this stuff, too, because, you know, the election, the 2020 election is coming up. So they're going to be showing us the, you know, the maps and the you know, the which states are red, which states are blue, what candidate
oh, yeah,
is winning, which state and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely coming up. And, you know, I guess now is one of those times more so than ever. It's like, man, like, do you want another 4 years of this? If not, at least a lot of people feel like it's already predetermined who's going to be the president. And I don't know if it actually is or not. Wouldn't really surprise me if it was, to be honest. But it's like at least try to do your part, like, you know, because, like, if you don't even try, it's like, man, you're asking for another 4 years. How has this 4 years been for us? And I think this COVID-19, if this isn't a testament as to this president and how much he cares about America and cares about people and, you know, his compassion and all that stuff, if this isn't a testament to that, then it's nothing is. It's nothing nobody can say or do. It's nothing he can say or do to change your perspective. You know what I mean? But me, myself, I can let you know right now, I'm not trying to live another 4 years of this idiot/maniac in office. You know what I mean? Just imagine how many lives that he's probably caused just by the way he's conducted himself with this COVID-19 thing, like refusing to wear a mask, telling people to inject themselves with, like, disinfectant and bleach and all this stuff, all this dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just decisions like that. Like, when you're a president, like, just decisions like that, just what you say out your mouth can cause people's lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That might have been a few thousand people's lives that, you know, have been affected or even lost because this guy wants to, you know, be so locked into his base and his ego. And I ain't even going to get into it. Don't get me started with this fool, man. You know, I'm not a super Biden
yeah,
fan, but
Biden
for 2020, man.
Yeah.
Biden for 2020.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. He's supposed to be the leader, man, but he's more like a loser to me, man. Unbelievable. We have a sociopath in office, you know? And it's just crazy, man. You know? Just this guy is unbelievable. Like, it's amazing. Like, it just makes the whole presidency seem like a three-ring circus. Like, if you can get somebody like that in the office, then who's next? Flavor Flav? Like, who else is going to be in office? Let's be president.
I'd rather have Flavor Flav or crack in office than him. For real.
I like Flavor Flav, but I'm a little disappointed with the crack thing. So I used to watch Flavor Love. Like,
me too.
You know, yeah. I used to watch it. I liked him. It was funny, you know. It was pretty. He seemed very cool, you know. But of course, that was reality TV and all that. And it's not really reality, but you know. But the whole thing with the and also Public Enemy. And it's so crazy because Public Enemy is a conscious rapper. Like, he raps about what's going on in the world, and, you know, like, stuff that we talk about, you know? And then, hey, you got Flavor Flav, was like the one of the greatest hype men ever, really. You know, one of the greatest hype men. But then, you know, that's why I'm upset, because, you know, he's supposed to mess with crack, man. So, but yeah, but anyway, man, like, that's my whole point, man. Like, oh, the point is like, if somebody like Trump was in office, like, who's next? Kanye West, you know? I think anybody black could be good anyway. Kanye,
that's the only person. You know what? I'm sorry. This might sound, people might be like, what? When I say this, I would have to vote for Kanye.
He might be the realest person.
I can't do Kanye West.
Kanye,
no, I vote for Trump first. I can't do it.
Okay.
This dude is really not.
No, but you know, I got
it's
you.
Marbles,
because
man.
He's a Trump.
He lost him.
He's, yeah. Another thing is this. Remember, he's with Trump. So he's like, I guess he's obviously a Republican. Well, he's not. No, I'm not a Republican.
He said he looks at Trump as a father figure. That's all I need to hear. And like you said,
right.
He wears the MAGA hat. He supports no. And then a coon, so he's a coon. That's a coon. It's better to have the problem, like the enemy, right in front of your face. Like, here I am, here's my MAGA hat.
Right.
I don't like
you.
Black people. Like, I'd rather it be in your face than like.
I got you.
Kanye West is a person that a lot of black people look up to.
Cool.
You know what I mean? So just imagine what that's going to do to brainwash young people's minds of him as a leader. But it's unrealistic. Like, ain't nobody voting for Kanye West. Go sit down. Go to the studio and make some beats, dude. Like, get out of here, man. take your meds. Get right. You know what I mean? So
okay.
You can get back to the old Kanye West. The Kanye West that we are. That we all embrace.
Oh, man.
You
that,
man?
Yeah. I think somebody got him with something. They gave him something to mess them up. That's my personal opinion.
It's a Kardashian curse, man.
He was
that's
before then. He was losing it right after his mother passed away.
After his mom's,
He was like so. I think when you have like a really life changing experience and you don't try to balance yourself with like reality afterwards, you just be like, I'm gonna do whatever. You know, like you just are kind of like out there. And he definitely is out there. Have y'all seen the clothes that he's selling? Like when he first came out of that line, I was like, so you just gonna sell us sweatpants with holes in them, and people gonna buy them? And they did, and I was like, I can't even believe this.
I know about his sneakers.
Man.
But I didn't know about his clothes.
And it was like holes, and it was not cute.
How much do those Yeezys cost? Those things cost what? Over
hundreds.
$500?
Don't they got to pay us like $1,000 or something? I know
that
they're more than a car payment, some of them.
Gotta be kidding. Well,
I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask the young people. I don't even follow that stuff. Like, I don't even keep up with that stuff. Like fashion and all that stuff. Like, I don't keep up with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I throw on without something that looks nice to me. I don't care.
Like,
I'm too old to be caring about
what
people think about what I got on. Long as it's clean and I smell good, that's all that matters to me.
Thank you.
I don't care. I don't even have to wear name brand shoes anymore. You know what I mean? But
there
we cut the show short tonight. So before we get out of here, just want to give everybody a chance to, you know, say their, you know, their last comments, their last thoughts on, you know, the vaccines. And also, I'm going to add that, you know, there is, we all talking about vaccines and stuff, but I think some people get confused. Like, the vaccine is not the cure. You know what I mean? So, like, you can't take the vaccine if you got the virus. You know what I mean? So, that's two totally separate things. And there isn't even much talk. They're talking about vaccines. They're not even talking about as much of a cure as they are about the vaccines. You know, the big money vaccine industry. You got to keep that in mind. So, what about the cure? You know what I mean? Is there going to be some type of medicine that they can develop that somebody
they don't want a cure.
It's a very, very strong chance that it can get knocked out, like with just a pill. You know how, like, when you get the clap, you know how when you get the clap and you can just take a pill and it's gone, you got to come back to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, they need to buy those pills for the coronavirus. Oh, man, you got the coronavirus? All right, yeah, you tested positive. You know, take this pill, man, and visit your primary physician in a month or so. You know what I mean? Just to see how you're feeling. But you take this pill, you'll be good, man. We'll see you next year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much what we need to happen right now. But like you said, they ain't even got a cure for HIV. It probably is. I think it definitely is one, but they ain't trying to really cure.
Then,
like, you know,
only
think about the money that's in that, in these illnesses. You know what I mean? They're not trying to cure nothing.
There's too much money being made. Right. The only thing they do is they want to nurse the symptoms. They don't want to cure nobody. They just want to nurse your symptoms. They don't want to cure for nothing. And I agree with you. There is cure for everything. There's something out there to cure anything. But they're not trying to share that with you. All they want to do is keep you coming to them so they can get your insurance money off your medical card or whatever you got. That's what they're doing. That's how they're making that money. They're not trying to cure you because then you won't come back. If you're done, then what you going back to see the doctor for? You're cured. If you come back multiple times a year, they're going to keep getting that money off your medical insurance. You know, that's what they're doing.
Well, check this out, Bobby. If they really wanted people to be cured, they wouldn't have made that damn virus in the first place. Because I don't believe for one bit that this just magically appeared from that. We already talked about this on the show. Like, all right, bats been around probably longer. I don't know. Like, you know, Google it. They've probably been around longer than humans. You know what I mean? Like a lot of species.
Okay.
And we know bats been around for a long time. Put it like that. Right? Now all of a sudden, they cause this virus out of nowhere. Like, why wouldn't this been have happened like hundreds, thousands of years ago? Like, why now all of a sudden, they made this virus? Like, man, I think it was created right in the lab. You know what I mean? And for population control.
Why do you think the CDC, right? Remember, this whole thing, the city's been shut, the country's been shut down since March, right? But how come this is 2020. How come in 2019, in I think October or November, how come the CDC was already hiring COVID-19 tracers? Why was they already talking about COVID-19 and hiring people to work in 2019 before the spike, before all this stuff was shut down? You know what I'm saying? Because it's already been out there. It's already been going on. They already been planning this. And you ain't got to believe me. All you got to do is Google it, research it, the CDC. When did they start hiring COVID-19 tracers and people to start working with the coronavirus? It wasn't in March. It was last year. It wasn't March 2020. It was in 2019. They was planning this. It was been already planned. You know, so that's another thing that makes me think. You're right. I agree. It's been created and put out there. You know, so yeah.
If you don't think that they want a lot of people to die, I'm gonna go ahead and say billions. You know what I mean? To die, then you living under a rock. You better start doing your research. Watch some documentaries.
Thanks.
Read some books and start trying to restore some knowledge in yourself, man. Because you're pretty much a puppet. Like, you know what I mean? You got to educate yourself.
Right.
I understand, man, that this America that we see and that all these patriotic people love is all a facade, man. Like,
it really is.
It's a facade, man. Point blank.
Remember,
I
told you a while back, they trying to depopulate the planet. take out a lot of people. This is one of the ways. Right.
Nothing there.
They're trying to depopulate the planet. There's too much people here. They don't want as many people out here. It's depopulating. This is a way to depopulate. It'll get rid of a lot of people fast. You know? So.
Yep. And
wow.
The blacks, they definitely is one of the first they want to depopulate. You can better believe that.
Why you
think the blacks and the Hispanics? I was for the blacks and the Hispanics. Definitely the blacks, though. They want the blacks, yeah.
They want
you,
the blacks out.
You know what I mean? You can see. When you take a black person and a white person, and you see, and they have a baby, and you see the features, how dominant the black genes are, you understand that it's like, yeah, we're the first. Like, they definitely want to eradicate us for sure. So with that said, right, I want to give Michelle a chance to say hi. Her final thoughts, and also let people know that we're going to be talking Karens on Friday. It's going to be a full show. You definitely don't want to miss that. So Michelle, you want to give us your final thoughts?
I'm not vaccinating my children. I don't think they need to go back to school. I'm going to work for myself or work. Someone I can work remote in order to counteract having to send them back to school. And I'm going to continue wearing my mask. And, like, at this point, I just feel like something is intentionally moving us to a time in which everyone is going to have to be awakened to what is really happening, like with this country, like you guys were saying, it's a facade, and we're going to have to draw on something else, not the economy, not money, not stunting, not our ego. And I really hope that people can wake up sooner rather than later. That's all I have to
say. Spiritual warfare. That is the truth.
Absolutely.
I agree. That's exactly
big facts. I couldn't agree more, but not what you said. So with that said, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we will see you guys on Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, the normal time, and we're going to be talking Karens, and that's going to be a fun, entertaining, just one that you don't want to miss. Trust me, you don't want to miss the Karen episode. We're going to have a blast, and we're going to talk some real talk. So from T-Real to Bobby G to Michelle, this is It's Real Talk Radio. We will see you on Friday. Good night.
Peace.